When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is when.
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up and when the president calls on us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars. We're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. Woo! On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
By the way, don't forget, coming up on Thursday, we'll be back in the schools, promoting our schools, securing our future, and I believe we're going to be at Mountain Home Auto Ranch from 3 to 5, that's right, 3 to 5 this Wednesday. Mountain Home Auto Ranch, 3 to 5, giving away tickets to the Boise Music Festival. Looking forward to going out to the ranch. The last time I was at the ranch was actually when we did our walk from Haley to Boise. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the Mountain Home Auto Ranch, 3 to 5 on Wednesday. And as we talked about, we have our winner for the pink dogwood, the Survivor Tree, courtesy of Far West Landscape and Garden Center. We want to thank them again for their support of the Race for the Cure. It is Esta. Esta has won. Esta will be giving you a call, and you've won the pink dogwood, the Survivor Tree. Thank you, and thank you to our friends at Far West Landscape and Garden Center. We appreciate their work. Big news last night politically, a debate, public television, Congressman Simpson, his challenger, Mr. Brian Smith, with us here at 580 KIDO. Mr. Smith, thank you for joining us.
Kevin, thank you for having me back.
So, you had a chance, and it's funny because a lot of people, the last time you were on, made a big deal of this debate that didn't happen. But look, David Adler is a lib. I don't want to go on and on about that, but he's a lib, and you were right to get out of that debate because he was a lib at the University of Idaho. He's a lib at Boise State, and you want a fair and balanced debate. So last night on public television, did you think it was fair?
Yeah, I thought it provided a very good opportunity for the people of Idaho to see contrasting views of the country and of the state between me and Congressman Simpson. You know, it's very clear that Congressman Simpson is a long-term incumbent. He's an establishment Republican. He wants to go back and continue business as usual. And then there was me with my views that we need to change direction, and in fact, we need to send somebody back to Washington who was not afraid to stand up for conservative principles in Washington.
When we take a look at the race, you've been in this race, it probably for you seems like a very, very long time. What's your reality compared to the perception you had before jumping in?
You know, I've been, I knew that people wanted a change. I knew that Idaho wanted somebody to stand up for conservative principles. I am frankly humbled at how many people have stood up who have not been involved in politics before. There are a lot of people who feel in their heart that our country has seriously gotten off on the wrong track, and I am grateful and humbled, as I say, to see people across the state that are working very hard, making phone calls, going door to door, contributing small donations to my campaign. It's absolutely marvelous.
How about the negativity? Did you ever think you'd face the onslaught that you faced, both in radio, TV, and in print? And we'll just start with that.
Well, look, when you're taking on a long-term establishment, one who's voted to give $700 billion to banks, $2 billion to the auto industry for cash for clunkers, has voted for billions of dollars in earmarks, I knew from the outset that he would have lots of friends who would be interested in keeping him in office. And so it's not a surprise to me that he now has millions of dollars coming to his campaign and more than that being spent in his behalf to keep him in office. That did not surprise me. I anticipated that that would come. And we also knew that he would not run on his record. Kevin, you'll notice he never says, you know, I don't like Brian's idea that we shouldn't raise the debt ceiling without getting any cuts in spending. He doesn't criticize my belief that we should not have amnesty. He does not criticize me saying that, you know, I don't like Smith's idea about the flat tax. His attacks on me are personally, are personal attacks. We have stuck to the record, talked about his record. He cannot run on his record, and people see that.
How tough has it been for you personally and for your family when you hear all these ads? Because They're over the top.
Look, I've got pretty thick skin. If you're going to go back to Washington and be an agent of change and stand up for conservative principles, you can expect that. You know, what I say as I go around also is wherever the truth is being spoken, you can expect to see the dirt flying. And so it is no surprise to me as we go around and speak the truth about Congressman Simpson's record that you see the dirt flying as well.
Let's go to the phones, and we go to Bill in Boise at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Brian. Brian, can I get your comment on something? Your opponent Simpson and his pal John Boehner and a lot of those, they're constantly criticizing conservatives like Raul Labrador and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz for taking a stand against the fiscal insanity that's going on in Washington. Simpson says it's not a winning strategy. I don't get it. Can you tell me why Simpson and those folks say that kicking the can down the road is somehow a winning strategy for Idaho families in America? I just don't get that.
Well, thank you for the question, Bill. I would tell you that Congressman Simpson would have to try to defend that himself. It is not a winning strategy. We know that something that can't go on forever, it will not go on forever. We cannot continue to spend more money than we take in. We have over $17 trillion in debt. We print $55 billion a month. That's actually good news. It's down from $85 billion a month from the beginning of the year. We spend $600 million a day just making interest payments. And I believe that the establishment crowd in Washington are more concerned about the next election, trying to get around the next corner, so they can simply retain power and keep their positions. They're more concerned about that than Idahoans or their constituents who go to work every day and have to pay for this mess.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call at 580-KIDO. Congressional candidate Brian Smith with us as we continue on. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're about a week away. What's going to happen in the last week of the campaign, sir?
Well, we continue to make stops across the state. We do radio shows. We're meeting with our constituents, people who support the campaign. We have a lot of boots on the ground and people who are energized, taking the message of sending a true conservative back to Washington. And we continue to gather support and make our positions known.
Last night's debate, what was memorable for you, for those people that didn't watch it?
You know, what was memorable for me was how Congressman Simpson was evading the issues. So, for example, let me just give you a couple of them. We talked about cash for clunkers, and he said, "Oh, I'm so grateful that you recognize that I voted against cash for clunkers." Well, that's just like his attacks against me. It's totally misleading and deceptive. He did vote against cash for clunkers. The problem is that 7 days later, he voted in favor of cash for clunkers, funding it with $2 billion. And he said, actually it was his spokesman here in Boise who said, you know, although the congressman was against it initially, after a week he's now determined that that is a program that would actually work. And so he was trying to say, oh, I'm glad that Brian agrees with me that I did a vote against it, but you got to look at the whole record. The other thing that I thought that was interesting is how he is now denying that he voted for amnesty. Back in 2002, there was a status of people that if you were here illegally, meaning you came here illegally, or you overstayed your visa, and so you entered an illegal status, the law at the time required you to go back to your home of origin, and you would have to then apply for a green card. And because you had been here illegally, you had to wait between 3 and 10 years. The administration wanted to have a solution to this. They didn't want some people to have to do that. And so they came up with House Bill 1885. And this allowed certain individuals to fill out a form, pay a $1,000 fine, and they didn't have to go back to their home origin and wait while they applied to get a green card. They could stay here with legal residency while they worked on a permanent resident status. All they had to do was fill out a form and pay a $1,000 fine. They got to go to the head of the line. To me, that's amnesty. The American Conservative Union was against that vote. They were against that bill. Nancy Pelosi voted for it. Congressman Simpson voted for it. And for him to say that those people weren't here illegally is just flat wrong.
We go to the phones. We go to Judy at 580-KIDO for candidate Brian Smith. Hi, Judy. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning to both you gentlemen. I have a lot of reservations due to Mr. Smith's vocation. I consider his vocation is the same as Senator Edwards, where he takes on these insurance liability cases. And I would like to know the difference between the work that he has been doing that apparently brought him a lot of wealth and what Senator Edwards did outside of politics.
Well, let me answer that. Look, less than 1% of all the cases I've ever done have been what you'd call the kind of cases that Senator Edwards did. He is so far out of my league financially, it's not even a close call. I have five kids. I represent businesses in the valley back there in Idaho Falls. I've represented farmers and ranchers. I hope you're able to see the ad that we did about Shelley Long, the girl who was 13 years old, and she was denied cancer payments for her cancer treatment by an insurance company. She was 13, and they said that her cancer was pre-existing, and they wouldn't pay for that. I fought for five long years against the insurance company to get her cancer treatment paid for. Those are some of the cases I've handled, but it's been mostly business litigation. And Congressman Simpson has just simply misled the people in Idaho, thinking that I'm anything like John Edwards.
All right, Judy.
Okay, well, actually, I didn't have to hear it from the congressman. I picked up on your vocation, and it's made you a very comfortable living. And like I say, no one had to tell me. You folks have a good day now. Thank
All right,
you.
Judy. Thank you for that. At 580KIDO. So let's take a look at and let's just address some of these negative ads that have been used against you. Your chance to respond. I mean, you're just short of being responsible for the national debt of Idaho, from what I hear. I mean, all these ads coming on, I mean, are they having an impact? How would you like to respond, sir, in your own words?
Well, let's just put it this way. The Washington Post came out and fact-checked one of Congressman Simpson's ads. They said it was false. Factcheck.org has said on two different articles that his ads are misleading to Idaho voters. They've also said that he is stretching the truth, that he has no evidence for his attacks. And they've also said that they are incorrect. Now, these are independent organizations that came out and did that. And frankly, what it is, it's just further evidence that Congressman Simpson is just too liberal. He has taken a page right out of Barack Obama's playbook. Kevin, you may remember what the liberals did and what Barack Obama did to Mitt Romney. They didn't want to talk about his ideas. Instead, what they did is they said, oh, here's a really rich, wealthy guy, and he got that way by taking over businesses and shutting them down and laying people off and selling them for big profits. That is what liberals do, and that's what Congressman Simpson is doing. It did not work in the Republican presidential or the primary for president. It did have some effect, obviously, on the general election. I trust Idaho voters to look through this and see what it is. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't seen an ad where we're feeding puppies into some sort of, you know, some sort of machine. But this is what they do. They've engaged in the politics of personal smear and destruction. They vilified and demonized Mitt Romney, and that's what they're trying to do to me, because Congressman Simpson will not talk about his record.
More coming up next. If you have a question for Brian Smith, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk about immigration and the solution to the amnesty question and your phone calls. Let's get you to work safely.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Congressional candidate Brian Smith with us. You just heard that ad a moment ago. Did you want to say anything in response to that?
Yeah, that was the very specific ad that about a week ago, factcheck.org came out and said it was stretching the facts, it was inaccurate, and there was no evidence to support it, and I know that to be true.
Well, there we have it. Let's continue on. Let's talk about amnesty. That was a big issue last night. We've been covering this for quite some time. Why is the Republican Party so heck-bent on doing a deal before the new election's coming out?
Well, I'm not exactly sure that they do want to do that before the elections. I think they certainly want to get past the primary before they do it. But we know that there are groups in Washington that are supporting Congressman Simpson that want amnesty, and they see him as a player in that. You know, he voted before, like I mentioned, for amnesty, and I said it last night, that the best indication of what somebody will do in the future is what they've done in the past. Nancy Pelosi voted for it, and I am certain that the Republicans are looking to somehow get an amnesty passed. I promise you they won't call it that. They'll call it something else, but that's what they're trying to do.
What would be the impact on the Republican Party if it passes?
You know, I'm fearful that if they do that, that a lot of the Republicans will feel hopeless. They'll be upset that they don't have somebody in Washington who will stand up for conservative principles. You know, one of the things that we're supposed to do in the Constitution is immigration. That is one of the few well-defined powers that the federal government has. And that's one thing that the federal government simply doesn't do. It does so many things it's not supposed to, and when it has an opportunity, when it's supposed to do something it's supposed to do and doesn't do it, you know, people get upset. And they count on traditional conservative Republicans to stand up for constitutional values. And if that does not happen, if they do vote and give amnesty to people who are here illegally, people who haven't followed the rules, I shudder to think that many people will lose a lot of faith in our system.
Brian Smith with us as we continue on, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Okay, so we talked about immigration and amnesty, another difference between you and Congressman Simpson. What about the idea of, and you mentioned this last night in the debate, Speaker Boehner and his vision versus your vision, and people say that, you know, Congressman Simpson, very close with the Speaker, if he is defeated by you, we lose that influence.
Well, I would actually argue that we don't lose that influence. Look, we don't know if Speaker Boehner is even going to run for his speakership again. There's been articles that come out to say that he may not do that, and there are people who don't want him in power. And so it may very well be the case that if he's not voted in as Speaker, there will be obviously somebody else who is. And when that happens, there are new chairmanships and new heads of committees. And so Speaker Boehner's placement or his tenure in his position could change. And what I'd also say to you is this, is as people look to who are making a difference in Congress right now, they look at people like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul. These are all relative newcomers. They're not the men who've been around for a long time. They're more interested in standing up for conservative principles in Washington than they are about winning the next election. And so these are the people that I look at as conservative champions. And we need to send more people back there like that who are more interested in standing up for what's right and what's in terms of values and traditional conservative principles, as opposed to somebody who wants to postpone the decisions for today so they can win the next election or worry about something tomorrow.
If elected, what will be the biggest difference between you and Congressman Simpson? What will people in the 2nd Congressional District notice immediately?
Well, one thing they'll notice immediately is that I won't be voting as the odd man out. So, for example, last October when there was a debt ceiling increase, President Barack Obama wanted to raise the debt ceiling without getting any cuts in spending. I would tell you that Senators Risch and Crapo and Congressman Labrador all stood up to President Obama. They voted against giving him a debt ceiling increase without getting any, not even a dollar or a dime or a penny in cuts, whereas Congressman Simpson voted in favor of raising the debt ceiling and kicking the can down the road and giving President Barack Obama a blank check. There are multiple votes like that where Congressman Simpson is what I call the odd man out. He votes against the entire Idaho delegation. That will be something that you'll see change immediately.
And finally, what about the economy? Is there anything that you as a congressman can do? We always worry about the economic situation, whether we're in Idaho or Iowa or any state for that matter. How concerned are you about the economy, and if elected, what would you do to try and spur some economic growth, if that's even possible for one seat?
Well, look, what I've been telling people and what I believe is that our government's become part of the problem for the stagnated economy. When you're paying $600 million a day just in interest payments on the national debt, those are dollars that could be invested in our economy if we didn't by private interests, if we didn't have such a huge debt. The debt is now $17.3 trillion. That has become a big problem. Printing $55 billion a month is a problem. I mean, there is going to be a price to pay for this sooner or later. And so we need to get our spending under control. And then we also need to reduce the regulations that just choke small businesses and hurt all kinds of businesses. And for me, the biggest job killer, the biggest redistribution of wealth regulation is now Obamacare. And so we need people who are willing to fight to repeal it. And until it's repealed, we need to defund it. And this is another example, like when last October, when there was the debt ceiling increase, Congressman Simpson voted to fund Obamacare as part of raising the debt ceiling, whereas the rest of the Idaho delegation voted against it.
And how are you going to spend the final week? You're going to get a lot of sleep?
Probably not. This is very important to the people of Idaho. It's important to our country that we send a true conservative back to Washington. And so we will be up and down the whole district for the next week.
Mr. Smith, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time, sir.
Kevin, thank you for having us back. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
The Republicans in the House have refused to allow meaningful immigration reform to move forward at all.
Must Hear Radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. All right, here's a chance for a self-serving announcement. Today and tomorrow, the last days to vote in the Treasure Valley, Best of the Treasure Valley contest, Section 13. I want to thank Sally and Star for asking how to do it. If you need links or figure out how to do it, because it's very convoluted, it's very confusing, just send me an email. I'll send you the link. It's Section 13, Best Radio Show. And look, it's not about ego for us. People say, well, Kevin Miller, I see you jumping on computers. I see you doing this. I see you openly soliciting. Nobody else is doing that. Nobody has to work as hard as we do to continue the fight, to continue the courage. And thank you, Tea Party Bob, for your support. Thank you, Tom Munns, for your support. There are many people that always say, and whether they're politicians, whether they're local folks, they always go, man, I really love your show. What can I do for you? Gesundheit. And I will tell you, we don't ask for much. We ask you when you support causes, whether it's the animal shelter, the rescue mission, to come out and help us there. We ask for your prayers, and we pray for you. I pray for you each and every night. But the reason why I'm so openly asking you to vote for us is very simple. In this age of instant gratification, in this age of negativity, you've seen the negativity, and you've heard the negativity that it's had on Brian Smith. You had a lady call in that is not going to vote for him or mad at him because he's a lawyer. And I'm thinking, well, did you have a problem with Congressman Labrador? He's a lawyer. You know, the negativity has become the narrative. And there have been so many attacks on us as conservatives, as Christians, as moral folks, that it's time to support what we do. And look, I don't even talk about winning this thing, because if we win, it sends a message that your message, your thoughts, your views cannot be ignored. And people say, well, that's what ratings are for. Ratings, ratings. It's all where the ball drops. And it's true. But to gauge a reaction, to gauge an electorate, to gauge an audience's response to a message, that's why I urge you to go Section 13, go to the statesman.com, go down left corner, click it on, go all the way to Section 13. There's 104 sections, believe it or not. I urge you to give us a vote, and it means more to us than it does to anybody else. Because in the world today, people say, oh, I listen to FM, AM. Well, you have to be smart to listen to AM. And most of those slappies that listen to FM, they couldn't spell AM if you spotted them, the A and the M. And people say, well, the message has gone away because we have Obama and he's lovely. And Michael Sam gives his boyfriend a big kiss. You, Christians, you, conservatives, you, Kevin Miller, are on your way out. Well, if we finish strong, they can't take that away from us. And it shows people in this building, in this staff, and outside of it that, hey, this show is viable. This show is popular. This show matters to you. And I know it's a pain in the, a double pain in the And I hate when people say, hey, that's it. So I'm already slapping myself figuratively here. That's why I ask you to do it. People say, you know, great job. This is more than any other program I've been a part of. This is a group effort. And so I ask you to do that, please. Go to the Statesman site, Best of the Treasure Valley, Section 13, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. And then we spend a year crowing about it. And we take that to people that want their messages reached and reacted to, and we justify our existence for another year. This show truly is hand to mouth. You know, people always laugh at me when I go, look, I'm just trying to make it here. And that's why we need your help. 842, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. I'm looking at this picture of Sean Hannity looking back at me. That's a little distracting. Sweet William, put that off the screen. Thank you. Speaking of Sean Hannity, I've reached out to him. Hopefully within the next few weeks we will have him on this program. Since you catch him every afternoon at 3, it would be really nice for you to get to know Sean personally, and we hope to bring that out in an interview with him. I'll give you an update on that when that happens. We apologize for Big Ed. He said that he overslept. We'll get him on. But there are a couple big issues here as we percolate. And again, as the society becomes more infotainment, more sportsification, we have to jump onto this. I put this on my Facebook, two stories, really. One, that you have the immigration deal that has been proposed by Congressman Labrador in Idaho. Very popular, a very independent conservative congressman. Your thoughts on that, whether or not the GOP needs a deal. We're going to get our experts on this week to talk about it and take your calls. Number one. Number two, what does it say about our society today that you have the network that, you know, gives you everything and anything in sports that now is into the agenda-driven social media business? And I know Glenn and Stu and Pat are going to be talking about this next hour. The Michael Sam kiss. And whether or not it's appropriate. And, you know, Ray, I apologize to you. We could have done a whole thing about it today with Faith Hill's This Kiss or Prince's Kiss. But we had other issues to talk about. I just don't believe. And tell me where I'm wrong at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, that we have to have the moment of a guy kissing a guy on TV. Is that news? Is that a great moment for civil rights, or is it promotion?
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
Oh, how we miss the 80s. And there will be very few. I'm sure Glenn will talk about it. Hopefully Sean will talk about it. Knowing Sean, I'm sure he doesn't shy away from the big issues on whether or not we really needed to see that and whether or not that's condoning Michael Sam and his boyfriend's behavior. And what does it say to people who, based on solely religious beliefs, disagree with a man kissing a man, a woman kissing a woman? How about where do we matter on that? What about our opinions? And they replay it over and over again, and they equate it to what happened in the 60s with the civil rights movement. They equate it with what happened in Birmingham and Selma and Detroit and everything else. I don't believe it's a civil rights issue. And you can't tell me that the NFL was not pressured to take a guy that ran a 5-0-40, that the Rams weren't pressured. Regardless of that, regardless of everything else about this, why does society tend to take sides? Number one. And number two, why in the world would they show that again and again on television unless they want to promote the agenda and the lifestyle? At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, they played it up as if it were really big news. Is it really that big of a news when we have gay people in the workplace, when we have gay people in our lives, when we have same-sex marriages, never mind that there are constitutional amendments that have banned it being overturned by federal judges? Did we really need to see that next to the NBA Finals on television or the NBA playoffs?
It ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
Jesse in Meridian at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Jesse.
Yes, I just had one important thing that has never been verbalized about the Brian Smith-Mike Simpson race. Brian Smith is hired by people who extend credit to help those people keep their word and promise to pay their bills. As a retailer who has extended millions of dollars in credit, I applaud him for collecting money. He is a valuable tool and a valuable resource for those of us who extend credit. And I am grateful that he does his job and would hope that he will have that attitude when he gets in Washington.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I guess the Michael Sam kissing thing was not stimulating to Jesse.
This ain't the 80s.
Oh, enough of you. 848, 50 degrees in Meridian. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Yes, thank you for that, Ray Amaya. I appreciate that. We go to the phones, Liberal Steve and his CPAP at 580 KIDO.
Hey, when are you going to lay off the guys that love guys? Huh? When are you going to just back off? I mean, I'm sorry I didn't see this. If two grown-ups, males or females, want to kiss each other and make love with each other, whatever.
Hey, this is a family show there.
Oh, family shows don't make love?
Look, we don't talk about those things here there, buddy. Save that for the Smut Channel.
You lay all this stuff out.
I don't think that it's appropriate to see these two dudes kissing. It's not my thing, maybe it's yours.
When I lay a lip lock on my lady.
Have you ever kissed a guy?
Oh, I've kissed plenty of guys. I think they were like...
You kiss the boys and make them cry.
I think they were like 3-4 days just born, but they were babies and they were cute and I kissed them and I hugged them. But I'm talking
about a Michael Sam kiss.
Well, I don't even know who Michael Sam is because you know how I am with sports. But come on. This is 2014. America and the world, except for the crazies overseas and stuff that hang people because of their sexuality and stuff, this is so, so 11th century junk. This is the real world. There's homosexuals, there's heterosexuals, there's bisexuals, there's everything out there.
Sounds like you know them all.
Accept it. Well, you're darn right I do, because they're people. They're people that love America. They're people
Shouldn't have the right to say I don't think it's appropriate for Michael Sam to be kissing his boyfriend on TV and they play it again and again and again. What's the viewer benefit of that besides promoting what Michael Sam does?
Oh, you don't have control over that little thing.
You're not going to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
Why don't you do it? Well, that'd be nice for a change.
You have every right to speak out.
Well, thank you.
And say what you feel. But I have every right to speak out against what you
feel. Right,
have
but you don't have to
say.
Sit there and vilify my views and marginalize it. Why don't you
I'm
debate it on its merits?
It.
Why don't you just debate it on its merits as opposed to going, this is the 80s and we down with the men?
Come on, Kevin. You got to get through this, man. You're just not gonna be a human till you get through this.
Oh, so I'm not human because I don't believe it's appropriate for ESPN to play this again and again, and I don't think it's a great civil rights movement.
Don't you have to have money to have ESPN? I mean, I can't afford ESPN.
Yeah, how many tablets do you have? How many computers do you have?
What's that got to do with anything?
What's the facts have to do with anything? Walt in Nampa at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning. I'm glad you get Steve on because I need to laugh this early in the morning.
He is our comedic adjustment, yes.
So I like what Smith had to say this morning, and I can't vote in that election because I'm not in the right district. But I think we need to clean house. Otter needs to go, and a few others. They've been in office way too long.
Well, you're a big fan of the governor. Do you expect him to go?
Do what now?
You're a big fan of the governor for your many years of calling in here. Do you expect him to go or stay?
What gave you the idea that I'm a fan?
I'm being facetious, Papa John's.
Yeah, I hope so. I wanted to take it as being facetious, but I couldn't believe that you actually believe that.
Just keeping you on your toes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, no, we need to clean house, get some of these people out, because once they get entrenched, they build up all these little, you know, you got to help me out because I helped you out type of things. And that type of stuff tends to hurt us. Immigration. Remember when Reagan wanted to pass his immigration bill and got it through?
Mm-hmm.
We'll solve the problem. Well, hell, the border practically collapsed with the onrush. Says, well, we got to get in before this happens. So here we are again, doing it again. The immigration reform means you put people on the border that's going to stop the flow, stop the drugs, stop the illegals, and stop a few other odds and ends of people coming in that we don't really want in the country.
Walt, great call. Yeah. I got to go. I got to stop this call. 51 in Nampa, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the 859. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, we're going to try and find Big Ed Beckley. Get his thoughts on jumping the Snake River. And as I'm fighting this cough, I do want to remind you, again, it's not too late to vote for the Best of the Treasure Valley, Section 13. You only have to hear this tomorrow from me. Section 13, Best of the Treasure Valley. Let's send a message. We're talking about voting. Vote Miller in the Statesman's Poll. Thank you all for listening, for putting up with us. We'll try to do better tomorrow. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Emmett.